Like, I'm like scared for my life. I go to put my hands in front of my face and I punch this motherfucker in the face on accident. Oh my God, I looked at him and he's looking at me, death staring me in the eyes. I'm like, oh no, Jacob, it was an accident.
I watched it, I was like, person's about to get fucked up.
It was an accident, Jacob, please. Like, bro, I was just trying to defend myself and boom, straight into my jaw, knocked out on the floor at Six Flags.
All right, sorry, Brian's legs were distracting me. Welcome back to the NRG podcast. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and turn those post notifications on. And also do check out the audio-only version, which is also an extended version on all streaming platforms, correct?
Including Spotify.
That's a big one. Let's welcome our guest, an OG friend of ours.
What's good?
I'm Parsa.
The man of many names. Pasta shot that. Pasta Zali.
Yeah, Parsa.
Bumping captain, bro. Matter. Like, I don't even know, bro.
Yeah, what's up? I'm the OG friend, I guess.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I consider you pretty OG in the scheme of things. Yeah, like, the important parts of life, for sure.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I've been waiting too long.
NBCC is calling me. We don't talk about that though.
Sure. So how you been today, Parsa? Just get it off the bat.
I've been chilling. I mean, you kind of know how I've been today. You picked me up in the morning.
I know, but yeah, for the viewers,
just for context, he drove him here.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But like, how was the ride?
It was good. I had fun looking at the scenery, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking at the scenery.
I haven't been up here in a while.
Some of the scenery is really good scenery for cars and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
All right. I want to get the first question out of the way. How did you first meet Jacob? And for the viewers as well, how did you first meet me? I don't even remember how we first met.
Well, let's start off with me and you. Well, me and you first met. It was through one of our homies.
Oh, yeah. Like my neighbor.
Yeah, and I've known him since like first grade, and then we met up in like what was it like?
Sixth grade.
Yeah, the middle of like sixth grade, I think. And like
you're short as
hair. Don't even get me started on your side part.
Yeah. My side part with my braces.
Yeah, but yeah, that was really it. And then we kind of drifted after like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And then we came back together like at the beginning like of sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we just been sticking through. And then
yes sir.
Me and Jacob.
Oh, it's funny how we met.
Well,
who wants to say their side first?
We can both give our sides, but since you already asked the question, he could go first.
Well, I had a friend at the time, and it was her birthday.
Yeah.
And we were all at this beach down in San Clemente, and
God, the one and only T-Street.
The one and only T-Street.
Dude, what? Dude, T-Street parties
too many.
Insane.
But anyway, then. We were walking up, and she was like, oh, this kid's here, like, we gotta go meet him. I was like, oh, all right, bet. Like, she told me who, and I was like, oh, like, who is this kid? And, like, showed me his Instagram, and I was like, oh, like, he's famous or whatnot, like, all that.
To give you guys context, at this point, Parsa didn't like me at all.
No. Well, yeah, we walk up the hill, and that's where I met you. I met Brandon. Nathan.
Oh yeah, that was when I was with, who was I with that night?
You were with Brandon. I met you, Brandon, Nathan, Isaac. I met Xander.
Xander.
That's.
Are we allowed to say that? Yeah. Okay.
I met Xander.
Yeah. That was a throwback of a night. Ever since that night, there has never been another like good night at T Street.
Dude, that T Street.
That was like, the only.
I was
good
stuck
night
in
I've
Hawaii. I was stuck in Hawaii, and I opened my Insta or my Snapchat story, and I just see T Street flooded.
Well, like, I did a front flip. I did a front flip off the roof.
Yeah,
that
you
night,
looked like you almost broke both of your legs.
Yeah, hyperextended my knee. Oh my God, that was so bad.
Dude, but Parsa was kind of reckless back in the day.
I walked up the hill. You guys met. I met you. Blah blah. Like we went on with our night. But I mean, you can carry that.
Yeah,
on.
Nah, that's actually pretty accurate. And then that wasn't. our first time hanging out. That was just the first time, like, us meeting, but our first time hanging out, bro. Oh my god.
That's a whole. Oh my god.
You were there for
I was
right?
stuck in Hawaii.
No, you weren't.
I didn't go to Caitlin's T Street party.
No. First time we hung out
at Founders.
That was when I met you.
So let's get into that.
Dude, that night was chaotic. All right.
My god.
First off, I left to go eat dinner with the family because, you know, I eat dinner with
family.
Family
man right here.
Yeah, family man.
Big,
bro.
Family
Very humble guy.
And then I came back down to, like, this park that everyone was hanging out with. I don't know why. There was, like, a solid 80 people.
Essentially
there.
The same thing.
Bro, not 80.
How many?
There was a good amount of people.
There was a good amount.
Like 40, 50 people.
We
always had a shit ton of people there, though.
And like a small parking lot.
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
You're allowed, cuz. And then, what's it called? And then all of a sudden, I see two cop cars and an ambulance. And back then, me and Parson weren't the smartest kids. So I'm like, I was expecting them to usually run from a cop. So I was like, why are they all just chilling while there's a cop here? And then
two cops, a fire truck, and an ambulance.
Yeah. And then
I was witnessing this whole thing, by the way, and this was my first ever time.
It was you and Brandon. It was you and
first
Brandon
ever time
just posted on the curb. Just
I was just like, what the hell is going on?
And then
on?
All of a sudden, this one kid, he's like one of my old friends. I'm no longer friends with him.
Yeah.
He was a very bad influence.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, I did not like that kid. But he was ODing on a drug in the bathroom, and I was like, shit. And
like,
ever
by
since
the
that-
way, guys,
don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Ever since that day, if I ever see that drug, I'm like, nope, never, never. Even if it, like, it's a medically prescribed drug that people use. And then we all like left after that whole incident, like, finally settled down, and we went up to, like, the, what's it called? The, like,
Center,
the
I guess.
The center, I guess.
Yeah. But back then, basically, for me to describe it in my point of view, I was in this random ass city, and I was like, what the fuck? I'm at some park right now, and there's this kid who is talking shit at me up over here, like about a mile away from me. So I'm gonna go run to him since I have no way. So
you?
No.
Wait, who?
I'm agreeing with Jacob because I was there.
No. It was that, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Cole was there that night. We were
this
in Cole's
was the
truck.
Night I met Cole up
Mr. Baseball Boy.
I met so many people this night. Oh my God. So, there was this kid talking shit, like saying he was gonna beat my ass and shit. So, like, I had no means of transportation at the time. I was like, what, like 15 or something?
We were 15.
Yeah. But I had Ubered there. So I was like, I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna get up there. And I was like, and they were all just like, run. Like, don't
you ran up there?
Yeah. I
what?
Ran. Huh? I ran, bro.
No way.
Yes, with Brandon.
Bro, I took my head ass and I put my...
You got there before me and I was in a car.
Yeah, I took my ass in the back of Cole Higgins' truck. I was in the
you
bed
ran
ass
up
shit.
There. Damn, I did not know that.
No, bro.
That's
the instance,
tough.
The night I met Cole with all that shit going down, I ran up there. I literally ran up there. And then someone picked me up at I think it was Adam. I think it was dead ass Adam.
Adam was there. That's the night I met Adam. Yeah.
Literally. Oh my God. I'm putting all this stuff together. Hold up.
I didn't even see Adam that
no,
night.
No, yeah. Adam picked me up.
Adam pulled up in the Beamer.
Like over, but you know where the far side of center or whatever? Like where all the where the boba and stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Like where that used to be. How there used to be like. It's the pokey place.
Oh yeah,
they have boba.
Yeah,
they have
yeah,
boba
yeah,
there, or
yeah,
had boba.
Yeah, yeah.
Like over there, he had picked me up and then he took me to where everyone was, and bro, I was over here and there was this kid on this truck and I was pressing the fuck and I'm like screaming at him like, bro, how are you gonna talk about little girls like that and shit? Like, how are you gonna say this and this? Like,
and then my ass,
like pressing the fuck out of him.
And then my ass came out of butt fuck nowhere and I like heard about him because I was friends with the girl he was talking to at the time and I heard about him.
Yeah, they were.
And all I knew is that he did TikTok and not even like in a mean way, not even like a make fun of him way. I was just like, that's all I knew him.
Yeah,
by,
so basically his introduction to me was,
hi, nice to meet you. Are you that TikTok kid?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Landon. Nice to meet you.
He was not. It was more like, yo, what's up? I'm Landon. Are you that TikTok kid? It was more like that.
Really?
It wasn't.
I don't remember.
Bro's being a little too polite. All
right, my
at this
bad.
Time, at this time, I didn't really like Jacob.
Oh,
let me mention that.
I hated Jacob.
I had no problems with Jacob.
I was laying in the back of Cole's truck wishing he would have got his ass beat by that kid at that time.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Laying in the back
bro,
of that truck.
Because, bro, you were like, you kept like staying like near me, but like
Yeah. Like, I was like,
you wouldn't talk to me. And I was like, this kid doesn't like me at all, bro. And it was all over some girl that now is literally not even like around.
That you were, while you were pressing him, he was in the back of Cole's truck with.
Well, chill.
Oh, yeah. And then. Oh, my. Wait, what happened?
He was. Bro, you know.
No, he was in the bed of the truck while you were pressing that kid at center.
With blank.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was like, what are you? I thought I missed a thing.
I had respect for you, though, that day, like, first impression, because you were just pressing some kid who was, but like, then, low-key being a little pedo.
You, like, a couple weeks later, you invited me to the Gavin's birthday. Remember that?
And that's where me and Parsa stopped being friends for a little bit.
And
you know what's really funny? I didn't even invite you.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I think
Caitlin invited you.
Caitlin did.
Oh, we're name dropping.
Oh, wait.
Oh, shit.
All right.
This is a question mainly for Parsa, but you can also answer too. Cause like how did you adapt to like when you started becoming friends with him and like being involved with like, obviously.
Right there. I started the name NFG and I made it my private story name. No fucks given. I never gave a fuck what anybody said to me. That's stuck like that. Been like that always. Fuck what everybody said.
The heart of Pasta fuck is what behind everybody said. Every NFG podcast that is put out there.
Hell yeah. And then, I mean, we were going to make a big old group.
Yeah, we were going to have a huge group.
Like,
but, with like what, all like the boys.
10 guys, like. And we were going to do some rowdy shit.
But everyone kind of like fell off. Yeah. Shit.
Bad.
Stuff happens.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Life. But
it's chill. I mean, honestly, bro, what I was going to say though is like, do you think, because I mean, soon enough, I know for a fact that we're going to start doing vlogs on the NFG channel. Like the actual NFG channel, separate from my channel.
You already know I'm going to be there.
I was about to say, are we going to see you there?
You already know I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there a lot.
Is gonna be a time. Very common.
Am I gonna see you involved in anything car related? Because that's what I'm gonna be at a lot of. That's all we
Pasta shot that on Instagram.
Yeah, actually, wait, dude, perfect. Bring that up, bro. What's up with that?
Yeah, how's that been?
Because that's a more recent journey you've decided to tackle. Go on.
A little hobby.
I had this like private Instagram or whatever with like 20 followers on it, and I was like, I don't use this anymore. Oh,
that's what I did with my with the 508.
I was like, I don't use this. Like, what the hell? Like, I just got a new phone. I just got an iPhone 13, and everybody told me the quality on the camera is insane. I switched it all to 4K and all that, and I started going out to all the car meets and all that shit, and I started taking flicks with the iPhone and seeing what people thought, and I'm doing amazing. Everybody's liking it. Ton of groups.
Everyone in the community.
Literally, like, I'm getting, one of your first reels got, like, a few thousand
first,
likes.
My first reel got, like, I think a little, like, something like, I don't know, 500-600 likes, something like that.
You was
I had,
on,
like, 5K views.
Yeah, and then you had that. And
then I had the second one with.
You had one with, like,
with,
10, 11K.
Supra. And yeah, it was like, really like 10.7K, my second reel, no hashtags, none of that.
But like that shit, that's honestly like pretty good for an account that you had literally just started with less than like.
Yeah. It's insane. And then didn't Origins or who reposted you last night?
SoCal Bangers. I love SoCal Bangers.
Bro, we got to pull up to like, you got to pull up to the next Origins meet and go on your Pasta Shot that account. Shoot some stuff there and then get them to repost your
shit. You gotta get the flicks of like the two step battles. Or...
Yeah, I did. My reel's kind of doing good right now. I'm like,
were you able to get any flicks of that? Like pictures during the two step, or were you people and shit?
Yeah, it was hard there.
There was
too many people in a small space.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to get.
It was a fun event though. Super fun event.
Oh no. The event itself being there was so dope.
Yeah, in the warehouse, it was a good like. It was good scenery. Like all the cars lined up.
When I went there, I didn't think I was gonna see an R33 that nice too. Fucking explode.
Catch on fire, bro.
Dude. And then Alex Choi get pressed. Like I didn't.
Was that the same one at the Irwindo event?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
Got this is the one like we went to in San Diego.
No, like the R33. The black R33.
Oh, it's the same one that was there, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
The one with the right-hand
JDM
drive?
Exporter.
No. Same dude. Yeah. But it wasn't the same car. It was not the same car.
It was the exact same car.
Right-hand drive, black.
They were at both. The R33.
He rapped it since then?
What do you mean?
It's been
talking about
it.
You're talking about a different guy then. Are you talking about the white one with the...
I'm talking about the hood exit.
No, we're talking about the
white one with
the
turquoise wheels. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about the black
one. I'm talking about the black one. JDMX Porter. I talked to him all the time.
Oh, he was in the two-step battle?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's my bad. I didn't know that. But, no, that was a dope-ass car. He's lucky he didn't, you know, he salvaged it. Because I don't know if you saw his stories and shit afterwards, but, like, the car's...
Yeah, it's fine.
It's pretty much fine. He just has to replace a few things.
Yeah.
But, other than that...
What's it called? I got one question. What's it called? Person. Why do you stop coming to the house as much? You know, I'm a ride as always. I got a car. Drove you up today.
It's nothing like... It wasn't anything personal or none of that. No, it was just like...
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. I know.
It's like... I mean, everybody knows. It's like, I kind of just... I drifted out of, like, whole, like, being an influencer and all that. And, like, went straight to the car scene. And I just kind of found my love there. And that's kind of where it's been growing. That's where it's been taking me.
I'm sure the people are going to end up seeing you.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little bit of online shit. Yeah, a lot of online shit with the car scene. I mean, we're pretty much in the same, like, area in that aspect. Because, like, that's more so what I'm starting to lean towards now.
I mean, I'm your main photographer for now. I mean.
Yeah, for real. Bro, we got to go hit some flicks after this.
Yeah, I'm with
peep a spot and some shit like that. But
and then AA Automotive, we'll see you there. Sir. Hills.
On God, bro. Shout out. What do you think the worst situation is that we, like, all three of us have been in together? Or it could be just me and you, or even just you and Landon. But like
that's a big one. When I was writing this down,
I didn't even know, like, I was trying to think to myself, like, what could it be? But I was like, I really don't know. There's a lot of shit.
Dude, we've done some stupid shit.
I'm trying to think.
We've done some really stupid shit. Just saying.
Stupid situation.
That one time we were outside the party and those dudes started pressing us. And
To reinstate, basically, somebody had a Nerf gun.
Someone had a Nerf gun.
Wink, wink.
We went to a party. It was just posted on our homie's, like, story. Yeah. Like, that's kind of how, like, OC parties work.
Yeah, and he was like, let's go. And we were all like, all right, bet, let's go. So... me and Adam and we were in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled up in front of the house, and that we pull up and they're like, how old are you guys? When we say our age, and then they're like, oh, you guys are too young. And we're like, bro, what? You guys didn't say that, none of that. And they start pressing us.
Oh, is this when I got pressed too?
Yeah. That's why it's all three
seats. Oh. And then I got pressed, and obviously these people didn't look like the people I should be fucking with. And, like,
did one of them have a face tat?
They had face tats and
No. Okay, so basically are you done giving your side?
No. Right,
give your girl.
Oh,
it's
so.
Give your side because I want to give mine because mine's completely different.
Yeah. So we walk away, right, and we're just waiting at Landon's car. Landon's just in the driver's seat. Me and Adam are outside, like, putting our phone. We're on our phones, like, on the roof of the car.
We're all on our phones.
Yeah. And we're just waiting for Jacob to pull up and all the other homies, and the guy walks over and he's like, bro, why are you guys still here? And we're like, oh, we're just waiting for the homies, like, super chill, like, whatever. And he's like, we're about to leave, like, just give us a few minutes. He's like, all right, whatever. Comes back in, like, literally 25 seconds of time, and he's like,
less than a
why
minute.
The fuck are you guys still here? And I'm like, bro, chill out. Like, why the fuck are you pressing me? Like, don't press me like that. Like we're literally just waiting for our homies, like I said. And then Adam pitched in. He was like, yeah, we're waiting for our homies. Like, all this. So we were just going back and forth with the guy until, like, him and, like, this crazy ass bitch walks over, and she's like screaming in our face, and she's like, you guys need to get away from here and all this. And I'm like, bro, like, get away from me. Like, stop. I'm waiting for my homies. Like, we're literally on the sidewalk. We're away from the house. Like, get away from us.
That's when I looked up.
We moved the car and all that. Like,
Did we repark right away? No, we didn't repark right away.
No.
You guys were talking your shit. I look up, and they're, like, getting closer to my car.
And they're starting to surround us, more people, and they're like, you're going to get shot.
Like, get the fuck out. Like, and then some dude's, like, telling me, like, yo, like, just reverse. I'm like, I'm chilling for a little bit. And then once they got, like, too close to my car, I was like, all right, I turned my car on.
No. For my side of that story, so I just knew, like, y'all wanted me to pull through because, like, these people were being dickheads at this thing. And I thought, like, oh, it's just these, like, these jock kids. Like, I didn't think it was like we were gonna be in like a hood.
We're gonna have Jacob Redden
like
from
have like have house. like serious problems if I pulled up type thing. So I came through, and at the time, my car was like impossible. Like I don't even know how to say it, like really fucking loud.
Obnoxiously
like,
loud.
Like
yeah.
I couldn't control it. Like I didn't have valves or I didn't have a way to quiet the car or anything. Like if I rolled through a neighborhood, I'm sorry, everyone is waking up, and I'm sorry, it's just gonna suck for everyone.
And
it's not
wanted
my fault.
We wanted you to rev in front of the house, right?
Yeah, and yeah, everyone wanted me to shoot flames and rev, and I didn't even do that though. Like I wasn't being a dickhead. I was just rolling through because I didn't know where the house was. I was like calling everyone, and I was like, where are you guys? And I spun back because I went to the end of the neighborhood, and I spun back. And I was just gonna leave the neighborhood because I was like, whatever, like it looks like this shit's like rolled anyway, like I don't know, whatever, like it looks boring. And I was starting to go out, and I was rolling slowly out, and these people just start walking in front of me and like tell me to stop like this, and I'm like, what? And I have Nathan in my car, yeah. like mm-hmm. also granted, like, and I roll down my window, and he's like, "Fuck, do you think you're doing revving your shit? Like you got a big dick around here or some shit?" And I'm like, bro, like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm sorry I have a loud car. Like, what's the problem? He's like, there is no problem, but if you're trying to start some, I don't know, bro.
Mind
like,
you.
Like, I got my boys here with me, and you better roll this window down all the way, because I got some shit under this shirt you probably don't want to see right now. And he was like, you better get the fuck out of here. I'm going to shoot this bitch up if you don't dip. And I was like, bro, I don't want anything to do with your Nerf gun.
Mind like, you, we're in, like, a nice part of South Orange County.
No, we're in Mission Viejo, California.
It was like suburbs, yeah. like most basic, like some shit you see on a
like
Netflix
close to
TV
where,
show.
Like me and Landon live, all that.
Like, bro, like I didn't expect it. And this dude's like as I'm trying to leave, like, cause I'm like trying to de-escalate the situation, right? Like I'm not even being a bitch about it. I'm just like, bro, like chill out. Like there's no problem. Like I'll dip. I don't even know where the fuck I am right now. Like I don't see what the big deal is. I wasn't trying to be annoying or nothing. Like whatever. And he's like, you know what, bro? Roll the shit all the way down. And then his friend comes over and he's like, hey, we got a problem, homie. We got a fucking problem. And they both like lift their shirts and stuff and put their fucking hands in their pants. And I'm like, and they start grabbing some shit, and I'm like, bro, like there is no problem. Like there is no problem here. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's
like
same shit
I literally came here to say hi to some friends, and I don't even know where they are. I don't know where the fuck I am. Like, just let me out of here, bro. Like, it's not that it's really not that deep. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, "All right, bro, you better not come back here. I swear to God." And then like I was like, "All right, bye." Like I swear, bro. Like the amount of times I've been in situations where people have like tried to press me,
Gun.
Landon doesn't even get pressed because he's just Landon.
We had a Nerf gun.
We had a Nerf gun pulled on us.
We had a Nerf gun pointed at all of us on Halloween
because there was a fight that went down. I had a question for you.
Yeah, what's the question?
What got you like into like all the whips and like that stuff?
Honestly, bro, as I'm literally typing in my Mustang group chat, I'd say it was probably just like hanging out around a bunch of people who like had cars and like showed Adam. like basically like, you know, all the work they did was put into their cars, if that made sense. Shit. And like, I don't know, I wanted to actually take that seriously. So like as soon as I got a car, even though I had a permit, like I instantly started doing shit to it, started like doing research on what I can do, like thinking about different plans for like the
future. Bro, only had money for the car.
Like no,
only had money for the car.
Like when I get a paycheck, like I'm spending it on upgrades for my car, bro. Like I'm like that and like food and gas. Like
sometimes you paid for something, he's like, bro, I could have used that money on the Sting, bro.
Like so many times I'll catch myself being like, bro, I just had to spend $100 on shipping for mice for my snakes, bro. That could have been like a new intake filter, bro. Like,
bro, only shit car guys would get though.
Yeah, literally. Like, you have to own a car to get that. Like,
I don't own a car. I get all
but,
of
well,
it.
Well, you don't own a car, but you understand it because you're of age. That sounds weird.
Of age. I gotta be of age to know about cars.
Shut up, bro. Shut up. I have a question. And I ask you this all the time, and you always fucking change your mind. And you say you don't change your mind, but you do, and you just don't realize it.
Ooh.
It's not even that deep. What is your like roster of cars now that you want? Because you had three.
That changes up every single fucking month.
But listen. For the past like 3-4 months, it's been a solid.
It's been consistent.
Yeah.
Really, what is it? What's it been?
The first car, we're going to get a G35 six-speed manual Infinity. Okay. Welded the diff, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
And then for the second car, obviously everybody knows, I want my fucking G8. I want my Pontiac G8. I want it to be loud as hell. I want it to be the loudest car ever. Like, oh my God. And I'm going to be a drift legend.
Yes.
Yes. Something like that.
Yeah. Really? Those are the two?
Oh, well then, obviously, like a year down the line, I want that S197, and I'm coming for street runners. I want that.
Bro doesn't even have Mustang in his catalog anymore.
For real. And that used to be his biggest obsession ever.
Literally.
You just heard what they said. I said S197 and S197.
I know that's a Mustang.
Yeah, guys said no Mustang in the catalog.
No, but that's like a later down the line.
What do you mean?
When people say that's a later,
you wanted
down
a Mustang
thing,
as your first car.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah. But then I realized, like, I don't got the bread for that, bro. I don't have the bread for that.
Fair. Aren't there people you know who are literally selling them for as much as, like...
All right. You could get one, like, import one out of Texas. Like, it's fully built out, 800 horsepower for, like, 25 grand. But, like...
Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, like, I want to build it out and all that. Like,
no, yeah, I feel that.
What about you, Jacob? What's your whole list of cars that you want?
I already have my... The car I've wanted since I lived in, like, Yorba Linda, bro. Like, I've always
loved
Mustangs.
I want a Hellcat.
Literally changes up. Maybe he's making shit up.
After the S197, I might want a Hellcat. I'm going to go back and get
Okay, bet that. Take that to Street Runners, and I'll take my GT500 to Street Runners, and we can run that shit. All
right, so we got GT500.
I'll run you in my S197.
Ooh. I'll bet. bro. Deal.
You got any other cars?
A year and a half down the road.
Jacob?
Something like that. Unless we go big balling, you know.
Yeah. Facts. You got any other ideas or any other cars that you want to add to
Honestly,
your car?
Bro, right now, like, I love my car. I'm perfectly fine dailying it because literally that
you
thing
do.
Is like the Iron Giant. It lasts forever even though it has shit gas mileage and needs maintenance like a bitch. But, I don't know. I love it. I think the only thing is, like, I low-key would like to not spend as much money on gas because it's still expensive as fuck.
E85.
So, not even just the E, bro, like, because I still have to fill up a shit ton. So, I'm kind of looking into getting, like, something off Hofstra up, you know, a little bit of a daily driver. A
little bit of a bucket.
A little bucket, you know what I'm talking about.
That $2,000.
Honda Element, maybe.
Low maybe match with me on a G35, who knows.
I'm not even kidding, possibly, because I just, I need something that's, like, cheap, that has good gas mileage. I don't even care
that
how many.
That can drift.
That thing can have 500,000 miles if it runs and has four wheels, that's fine.
All right. G35s it is.
I don't really care. But other than that, like, also, everyone, I literally just said, like, in the future, later down the road, GT500 is definitely.
Of course.
Definitely the goal. Because, I mean, that's literally the upgrade from the car that's already the best muscle car out there.
All right, so. Well, my dream car, let me just put it out there, never changed, Ferrari F12 Berlinetta.
CT5V Blackwing Cadillac. And then yours is the GT500.
Venom 500.
Venom 500.
Yeah.
It's a Hennessy-built GT500.
So. If I was going to pick out of a Mustang, though, I'd probably want the Super Snake. The Super Snake's, like, I'm sought after the Super Snake.
It's dope because of how it looks and the fact that it doesn't have a normal convertible. You know it's a spider top?
Really?
Yeah, like, it has, like, a Ferrari, like how Ferraris and Porsches have, like, the spider top's not, like, the ugly-ass fucking...
Yeah, I saw one. And, like, you never see Super
You know
Snakes.
They're 825 horsepower?
Yeah.
Fuck. But they're also, like, a $130,000 car.
Yeah, like, they're so sick, though. Like, stupid. Fuck.
No, they're dope as fuck.
I saw one. Just but, one. Like, I've only seen one ever.
I've never seen one. I've never seen
I
one
I saw
person.
A white and black one.
Saline's I like seeing, and those are cool as fuck.
You saw a Saline.
Like, those are like, those are kind of like...
Not like a Saline Mustang. We didn't
even
see a
like,
Saline Mustang. We
even the
like
modern ones, though, are kind of like a throwback to the older ones, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you've seen the interiors, but it's kind of like a fucking death trap. If you drive a Saline Mustang...
Yeah.
You know.
Jacob, I have a question.
Yeah, no.
All right, I have a question for both, actually.
What?
So, Persa, can you just break down a couple stories of the amount of bets and dares you have done for money. Oh. And how much? And I want to know, how much money do you think you have spent on this kid suffering for your own entertainment?
You answer the question first.
That sounds fucked up when he puts it that way, but
you paid him.
It doesn't matter, bro. I did it. It was fun. We made memories.
Yay, nay, tomatoes, tomatoes.
On my personal suffering that you put me through and all that.
Honestly, I probably spent like a good this isn't even like that big of a number, but for how young I was at the time and for like the year,
it's a big
number. That like
yeah, we were dumb.
We were just doing that shit. Probably like a good like.
Might I remind you, you've paid him to eat balls of wasabi multiple times. Like, multiple times.
Yeah, I'd say over the years, like, I know this sounds crazy, but it would have to, like, rack up to over 5K.
No, I don't think so. Maybe if you add all the Postmates.
If you add Postmates, we're going over 10K, baby. We're going over that line.
Postmates every night, every summer.
He sent me and Parsa both a while after the summer. He's like, this is how much you owe me from Postmates. Yeah, both me and Parsa.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like...
2,600 something.
I don't remember.
And that was after, like... That was not a long time. That was like a few months, like couple months span of Postmates.
Yeah. And like Jacob will get the long-term investment and we'll pay him eventually, like probably in our mid-20s. But yeah. We have the money.
It was always a group meal. It was never singular.
Don't worry though. It's still a long-term investment. I expect my money back
Half of those meals, me and Parsa fell asleep for and you ate by yourself. Bro. You ate all of the food.
Yeah.
Sometimes me and Parsa woke up in the morning.
Yeah, and guess what?
All of it was gone.
You know why you guys owe me for that?
For why?
Because you guys made me order food for you just not to fucking eat.
You could have woke us up.
You know how unappreciative that is?
Nah, usually Landon would catch. You know, me and you would eat the food. I was always awake.
That's fact.
Landon's had ass was fucking catch the fuck
Parsa's
out.
Not no sleep. Fucking dingly berry baby.
Bro, we ordered Uber Eats at like
4 a.m.
4, yeah. Like we ordered at 2:30.
No, we would never order it at 4.
We ordered at like 2:30.
It would get there at 4 and your ass would be cacked and me and Jacob would eat it.
Yeah, and then we'd put fucking McDonald's like condiments all over your face and you'd
wake up. First day I slept over.
Yeah,
I woke up to pretzels and sauce and
like my black Air Forces and your fucking Jordans and all that on top of him. And like we covered him.
And I was so laying funny, like bro. A mummy on this fat beanbag. I was laying like this.
Jacob probably has videos from a while back. Me just placing one by one all over Landon's
body.
They had
a pretzel in my nose and I didn't wake up.
I'm actually curious to see what my year ago today is.
All right, how many fights have we all been in?
With
each other.
For the viewers, this is our way of solving shit. We just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, I was about to say, when we say fights, we don't mean like, fuck you, you're a bitch, you did this.
No, it means like Jacob knocks the fuck out of me and I fucking punch Landon in the face.
Gives me a bloody lip and two like bumps on my head.
We get down.
And then we dab each other up.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all love.
We only express our toxic masculinity with each other.
But let's tell them about the Six Flags story.
Yes, please.
Your birthday.
All right. We went to Six Flags for my birthday and me, you, Brandon, and then you as well, and then
it was just us
four. We didn't want to go on this one ride, and then I left.
The line was three hours long.
3 hours, and I wanted to I didn't want to just sit there, so I kind of wanted to talk to everyone else as well, because I felt kind of weird not waiting in line with everyone. Yeah, I come back to Parsa and Jacob chucking ice at each other.
Yeah, I'll take over from here.
Yeah, you guys can take over.
It was 100 degrees at Six Flags. We're all so tired. We're all hot. We're four hours into the day.
I think everyone was just testy that day, bro.
It was so bad.
It was we all got these cups of ice and for fun, we had nothing to do, bad service, all that. Just throwing ice at each other on this hot ass day.
Literally, bro.
Things always go bad with us. I mean, every day something goes bad. I mean,
it's like a ticking time bomb, I swear, bro. Every day has its limit, and then at some point.
If you're with all of us for a whole day, you'll see some. Where?
Right, you're good now.
Okay. But yeah, I was throwing ice like repetitively. They're throwing it back, all this. Brandon was in the mix. I threw a piece of ice a little hard.
Baseball okay, player, by the way. Past baseball player.
This is why we have two perspectives. So basically, I was trying to call a truce, and I was like, I'm not doing anything. Like, I wasn't throwing ice. And this may sound so stupid because it was ice, but bear in mind, like, it was 100 degrees. We were all testy. Like, everyone low-key kind of wanted to go home. Yeah. Everyone was hungry. Like, and I was trying to, and I was, like, trying to stop fucking around. And bro, like, chucks a fat piece of ice
straight into his ear.
A little too hard. Straight into my ear canal. All right. And
hold up, bro. I was like, bro, Jacob, like, I'm sorry, whatever. Bro's about to go, like, full on, like, beast mode, punch me in the face. Like, I already know it's coming. Like I'm like, scared for my life. I go to put my hands in front of my face, and I punch this motherfucker in the face on accident. Oh my god, I looked at him and he's looking at me, death staring me in the eyes. I'm like, oh no, Jacob, it was an accident.
I watched it, I was accident. Like, person's about to get fucked up.
It was an accident, Jacob, please. Like, bro, I was just trying to defend myself and boom! Straight into my jaw, knocked out on the floor at Six Flags.
I thought he was faking it at first.
And
like, dead ass.
Literally, like 3 or 4 seconds out cold.
Like on the floor, just laying. And some lady next to us was screaming to get like security. I'm like, no, we do this all the time.
She was like, you guys, you can't do that.
And we all turned our heads. We're like, we do this all the time.
And they're like, don't worry, it's okay. He's our friend. Like this is just how we work things out.
And then Brandon gets over it. Like thinking that I'm all knocked out and I'm all like this and shit. Brandon comes over me. Puts his whole freaking body over me and he goes, you just got knocked the fuck out, bitch. And I look up at him and I get up immediately and I start swinging at him because that's what we do.
That's what you got to do.
It's all love.
It's all
love, though.
Yeah. That's actually, bro.
I feel like Parsa gets in the most fights out of everyone in our
One of the funniest things, one of the funniest ones I love to watch. I'm so glad there's footage of it. I'm so glad there's footage of it. Is the one of you and him at your house.
Oh my god, bro.
I don't have the video anymore.
I have it.
What?
I do. We was beefing over some stupid shit, and he was like, he was mad at Brandon, right? He was like yelling at Brandon, and I was like,
Landon's dumbass decides to get in the mix.
I was bored, you know, and I kind of fucking with
all of this happened on my driveway in front of my Ring camera.
I wanted to see how pissed Parsa could get, and I was like fucking with him. And then he got up all in my face, and he was yelling at me. Yeah. I was laughing in his face, which obviously gets him more pissed off. And then he pushed me back, and then I was like, eh, fuck it.
Bro flew over my bush.
We haven't fought in a while. I swung. I missed.
Bad idea. Grabbed this motherfucker, hit him one time, threw him on the ground, and then...
It is all on the camera.
I respect boundaries, like, low-key. Like, I got landed on the ground. We were still, like, hustling
on the
ground,
whatever.
Okay, we
beat the shit out of each other, but we stop.
But, like, yeah, I don't... Nobody needs to pull me off, except for that the London Hotel. That's a whole other story.
Yeah. we both got set. We were also, like... Yeah. Yeah. That was not a fun night.
I feel like you guys were also a little more immature back then, though. Yeah. Like weren't we all, though?
We fought because we poured water on each other.
Yeah, yeah, that's some stupid bullshit. That's actually dumb, bro.
Yeah, that was... Whatever.
Talking about some stupid bullshit.
Now we laugh at it.
You can answer this, too. I'll answer this. But I want to ask you in specific, like... What do you think about the whole, like, PNB Rock situation? What happened with that? Because that was a week ago now.
Yeah, I was on it immediately.
Me too.
And my first thought was, man, like, all due respect to PNB Rock, like, I love this music, all that. I've been listening to him for hella long since he was making songs with X, since they were both alive. But, I mean, why do you walk into a place with, like... Even over $5,000 is like,
that's like a lot of money.
Jewelry all over the neck
and it's not even that. Like I don't think he gets it that like I know I was trying to let you answer this, but like I was telling you this earlier, bro. Like I don't think he got that. Like, and it's sad because like I wish like some people, like some of these rappers would double check like where the fuck they're going, what they're doing, where they're going and stuff, what they have on, like what they're posting, the people around them are posting. Cause like, bro, like, area like, that wasn't his
in,
own hood.
The area they're in, like,
bear in mind, he wasn't born and raised where he was getting, you know, food and shit. Like this was somewhere where people don't necessarily respect him there. It's just one of those things where it's like, if somebody on the street sees you with that much jewelry, they're going to try and snatch it off you, whether it's off your body on the ground or, you know, you give it to them.
So. Yeah. So, and then his girlfriend on the other hand, posting the location while they're there.
Yeah, bro.
Like while they got the food, like,
listen, bro, I know a lot of y'all want to like you be seeing all these stands.
His girlfriend set him up.
Yeah. But you also, you be seeing these people who are like trying to defend his girlfriend.
Nah.
Like as if like there's some, you know, and there is a possibility, like, sure. Could have been some random dude who was out and saw this dude with nice jewelry and it had nothing to do with her posting it.
Could have, should have.
But even then, bro, it's like, how do we know that? And second off, why would you even endanger someone that you claim you love like that?
Yeah.
Like a high value person. Like, I'm not saying she's not, don't come at me for that. You know what I mean? Like a very well-known person with this big bustin' jewelry on in a spot that is not a good area.
A whole lot of it.
Yeah, like how is the quote-unquote love of your life going to be there with you and post where you're at, where you're eating, where you're supposed to be in a safe space?
Especially when you know the area.
Yeah, exactly, bro. It's like bro, I just don't get how, like, but I would feel so much guilt. I would never be able to forgive myself if I posted my homie's location and 30 minutes later he's gone and I never seen him again. Like,
and I also wanted to say, like, I'm not talking shit on the area at all. I'm up there a lot. I'm up in those cities all the time. Like, I love the culture up there. I love everybody up there. Everybody's super chill. It's not what people make it think. It's not what people make it seem like online.
No, I
agree. Go up there all the time, almost every weekend, going to car shows, all that. Like, I love everybody up there. I love the culture. I love the people. It's great. Like,
it's great. It's just the only, you know,
at the end of the day, I feel like
it is a little bit of a sketchier place than where we live.
I guess the way to say it is, like, it's like, if you're there, if you're going there for the culture and like for certain aspects, it's a great place and it's cool if you're safe. But like, if you can't fuck around, basically. Like, you know, there's certain places, certain cities, certain counties, even, bro, in this world.
You just don't play around there.
You can't just go to, even if it seems like a cool place, they do cool things there, it's a fun community, whatever. You can't fuck around with certain people because certain people aren't gonna fuck with you. They're gonna wanna send you away where nobody will see you again. And it's
sad. Yeah,
it really is. It's like, I don't know, bro. Just like you want to fit in when you go to those places. That's the whole aspect. Just everyone is one, bro. You know what I mean? You know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, like the car community.
That's exactly
as an example. Like, everybody loves each other. It's no beef. You come to a car show, checking out all the cars, looking at all the cars.
Bro,
seeing them shoot flames, seeing them do burnouts, whatever they
everyone
do.
Everyone loves it.
Donuts,
bro.
Burnouts, whatever you want. Like, you see any? I mean, everyone's seen it.
All ages, all ethnicities, everything.
Everybody.
It's sad. Like, the rap game can't be that. Like,
yeah. Like, why can't everybody
they can't be that accepting, bro?
Fuck
like,
the gun violence for real.
It's fucked up, bro. Like, I feel like so many of these communities and shit, like, also don't have enough support or like don't even have like a voice, like people to speak up for them. Like, and it's sad because I feel like a lot of the rappers out there could be using their voice, to solve
for better
so many
shit,
of these problems.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, bro, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, it's going to exist forever because, like, you know, wherever you go in the world, there's going to be bad things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
there's always going to be
impossible
a bad
to
place,
avoid, like,
a bad thing.
The
bad
shit that
person.
Happened with PNB Rock, bro, was like, it was actually tragic. And it's one of those things where it's like, that is a really, like, that's a one in a million type situation. Like, that was a bad situation. Like, that was really bad. Like,
it was really random.
Like bro, the video that there was, like, from everything to the video to the post to just the whole thing, like, surrounding it is fucked up. And it's like, you know, I think it should be at least a wake-up call for, like,
it's a good learning lesson
for a lot of people in the rap game, because it really does not matter how big you are. If you used to have a lot of respect in the streets, whatever the fuck it is, like, you are never too good.
You're not invincible,
wherever you go, bro. Like, you know, being fame is not, like, is not bullet protection, you know what I mean? Like, quite literally. Too many people think
a target on your back.
Yeah, fame will have people coming after you for sure, depending on how big you are,
bro.
Depending on how big your name is, where you live, all that.
Exactly, bro. And too many people think that fame's this thing that's supposed to keep you protected and yeah. like, and it keeps you from getting in trouble. But really, bro, it can fuck you over even
Yeah,
worse.
It could fuck your whole life you know, over.
It all depends, bro. It all depends how you use it.
Like, yeah, it's your life. You make it. Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, you make it whatever.
No. That completely makes sense. Like, it's your life and you make it, bro.
Yeah. Like you make it how you want. Like,
but, like, no, that ain't even talking trash on PNB, bro. Like, all respect to him. Like, rest in peace and shit. Because I used to, like you said, too, I've been listening to him since I was, like...
Mama had five boys. Me, I was a little...
Like, ever since I was, like, something like 11 that. Or 12 years old, bro. Like, I've been listening to him. And it's just, it's crazy. You know, when I saw that happen, like, I kind of expected it. Because it's, like, it's almost like the end of an era, bro. All the rappers from then, like, that timeline are, like...
Yeah, they're
that I grew up with are, like, disappearing, bro.
Yeah, and I'm too young. Like, why are they going so fast?
They're only a couple years older than us.
Yeah, I want to hear them. I want to hear them go, like, when I'm, like, 50, 60, something. Yeah. Like, when they're legends, all that. Like, oh, I don't want to see them going at 21... fucking 19, 18, every, 20, every, shit like that.
I feel like every damn month there's a new rapper who either gets shot or overdoses. Literally, yeah, like, it is always the same two things. And
people
and,
need
and,
to stop and taking
to,
pills.
That is to show it is like a literal problem, bro. Like, it is a literal problem. You only hear those two things happening to rappers. You that only ass. Do, bro.
Mm-hmm.
When else did you hear, like, oh, bro, yeah, a rapper slipped off a slide? Like... A rapper drowned in Hawaii.
Yeah,
shark
true.
Attack.
Yeah,
fell out of none helicopter. Of that, none of that. Like there's you don't hear that shit. It's only ever two specific things, and that's because first of all, the industry encourages it, and the industry is always gonna be a fucking massive conglomerate, like
fucked up place.
Yeah, it's nothing nobody can change, but it's like you can always put the word out there that like there's always a safe space for people who are, you know. Dealing with that shit, I guess.
All right, let's change the topic.
Yeah,
real
oh god, we, yeah. it got a little deep with that.
Yeah,
stuff,
hella
bro.
Deep for real.
Posa, how you get into sneaker reselling?
Ah, that's crazy.
How do you get into sneakers after? Because I'm curious too.
Well, I've always been into sneakers, and when I say into sneakers, I mean like I've just always like wearing like I've always appreciated sneakers. If that makes sense. I've always appreciated Jordan 1s, the Jordan 4s. I've always appreciated AF1s. I've always appreciated Yeezys. I've always appreciated, like, all just Bape shit, Off-White shit. What's it called? Fucking Palm Angels. Palm Angels shit.
All them nice sneakers.
I've always appreciated everything, bro. Like, even, like, the singular, like, off-brand, the Off-White shoes that people say are, like, goofy as hell with the spikes on the bottom. I literally own some of them.
Dude, he loves those.
Like,
beat them to death.
Yeah, and I literally got a second pair just so I could have a beater pair and a clean pair. That's how much I like them.
Like, all right. Well, how I got into it, like,
yeah, it's a completely different situation.
Yeah,
for you.
I was in seventh grade. Like, I'm not gonna count. I was in seventh grade buying all this fake stuff, like all imported from different countries, all this and
Dubai,
that.
Dubai, starting YouTube
Bangkok.
Back then?
Not even. They sell you real shit in Dubai.
Like, weren't you starting YouTube back then? Didn't you start your own little YouTube channel?
I had like a YouTube channel. I went to LA. I went to LA with like I don't want to say this anymore. Never mind. fuck, that's fucked up.
Someone's gonna find it. Someone's gonna do their research.
I know.
We went to LA with like what?
I went to LA and I like picked up some stuff and I made a YouTube.
Oh wait,
video
I saw the video.
You did
I
review.
Saw the video. He
I remember
saw
seeing
me.
It.
I'm gonna repost that later. I'm gonna find
chill.
It later. Repost.
But yeah, shout out my boy Travis, bro. My boy Travis, he was into all that shit. He always called me out for my fake shit, and I know that I still talk to him to this day. He always called me out for wearing the fake shit. Always told me to get real shit, and I always looked up to him. He was a year older than me. He was in eighth grade. And every
You know, in eighth grade, I had Boof Yeezys.
Really?
Yeah.
I had Boof Yeezys.
that's real brother shit.
So
that's a soul.
I'd come up to him every day, and he'd have some crazy Jordan 1 on, some Supreme Box logo hoodie. He even had a Rolex at the time. Like I was,
bro was balling.
I was trimming, yeah. Like bro's been balling, and I love Travis. I love you, Travis. If you're watching this, like. I don't know. Since then, I would come to school wearing real shit and buying real shit and going to LA and like seeing the culture up in Melrose and Fairfax and all those streets up there, and it just that also took control of half of my life, like the same way the car scene did. It's like half and half for me. Shoes and cars. That's all I want to do.
Before it was like basically only shoes.
Yeah. It was only shoes. That's all I wanted to do. And I started sneaker reselling about a year after I really got into shoes. Like, so I was in eighth grade and I started selling like Supreme shirts and Supreme hats and like light shit, like Jordan 1 Lows and Air Force 1.
Being the little community, like.
Yeah.
Community plug.
Like, yeah, then a year and a half goes by and I'm here at sneaker cons with my own booth and all this and that. And like, shit happens. Life happens. I died down. I stopped doing all that stuff for like literally like 2 years. I still was into shoes. I still bought my shoes. I still went to LA. I still did that. I just stopped the reselling and all that.
You know what's crazy? Is that you're the only reason why I got into Jordans.
Yeah.
I wore Vans and like Nike SBs because I was a fat skater kid. Like I love skateboarding. And like I looked at shoes and like I put a hole in them after like a month. And like, so what the fuck is the point of me spending $300 on a sneaker?
Like, oh, that's pointless. Yeah, let me pause you. And I always looked at it like, I'm about to spend $1,000 on this pair of shoes and I'm gonna beat it till it's done. Mm-hmm. Like this is how I'm gonna wear it. It's a shoe, it's meant to be worn. Like, I don't like the people that buy their sneakers and sit them on shelves for 3 years.
Bro skated like, his off-white Chicagos.
I have off-white Chicagos. I skated them. I tried to. I'm not good at skating. I skated those.
What's Brian and Jacob looking at each other?
Because I'm one of those people
who
leave some of his shoes literally just in the box, mint.
Yeah.
Like, I never touch them after I buy them.
This bro. Oh, yeah. Bro had these off-white UNCs. I remember when he bought them.
I still haven't. No, yeah, they're cleanest. Yeah, bro's clean
never
as
worn
never
them, worn. Bro.
I wore them once.
They're just
worn
one. One time. I've had my, well, I don't know.
2 years ago.
It's just been sitting
I wore my
there.
Chicago's a lot.
Those things definitely got dust on them.
What, the UNC?
Yeah.
No, they don't. I took them out the other day. They're clean as a bee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
Why am I saying shoes. Clean as a bee?
Clean
bees,
as a bee.
Bees are not very clean, bro. They live in the, they literally pollinate, bro. Honestly, with the whole, bro, I'm just looking at my beat ass forces now. I actually need new
my
forces,
beat ass,
bro.
I'm the only one with
really bad.
I'm the only one
like,
with clean shoes on today.
Like,
I beat
so
these
bad.
Down.
It looks unprofessional.
I mean, these were a gift. Your brother bought these for me. Gavin bought these for me a while back.
Bro didn't let you pay for your own shoes.
he was like, it's a gift. You can't sell them. I'm like, I know that. And I've been wearing them every
week. Yeah, I said the same
every
thing
week.
About a North Face jacket.
Beat him down to shit. You literally said
you
know, I could sell it.
He's trying to sell it anyway.
You
but
literally
like,
said I couldn't. And I'm,
thank
I
you
said
guys
I would give you
very
money.
Very much for watching the video only version of this podcast, I guess you could say.
Make sure to go check out the audio only version. It's the extended on Spotify.
Yeah, check that shit out.
Make sure to go check out the audio only version and extended on Spotify.
On Spotify. Fuck. I don't remember the rest.
Okay. Anyway, thank you guys very much for watching this episode of the NFG podcast on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. Make sure to go check out the audio only extended version on Spotify and all the other streaming platforms out there. And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on our YouTube. And don't forget to turn on that post notification button so you never miss.
Yeah, never miss an episode.
Never miss an episode. I got you.
We'll see y'all in the audio only.
Okay, I have to redo that.
Nope, that's
it. Okay. You're fucked.
God,
holy
it's
so
fuck.
Much nicer.
For real. Anyways, okay, guys, welcome. Welcome to the audio-only version of the NFG podcast.
The true
thank
fans.
You. Yes, on God. Yep, thank audio you guys only. For thank you guys for those of you who join us here, because obviously a lot of you don't, because I'm surprised a lot of the shit that's been talked about on the fucking audio-only versions of these podcasts has not been brought up on T-Pages yet, because some of it's stuff that nobody knows. Really?
One of them was, yeah.
What?
I don't know. There was three posts about it. There
were. Oh, did I do something bad?
Wait, what even was that one?
Oh, no. I actually got defended by Gof Sam T-Rex. Anyway. Parsa, I have a question. How's your love life been, buddy?
Oh, facts. That's a good question.
I got none.
Yeah, shut up.
I got none.
Really? Bro, I literally was being sent videos of you kissing a girl the other night.
By who?
Adam. Dude. Nah, dude. Nah. I wish everybody could see their faces right now.
We might have to fight on camera.
He just got friends
on. Yeah, oh, wait. Bro.
Oh, it's audio only.
It's audio only.
You didn't know that? You didn't know that he was snapping? You didn't know he was... Bro, literally, I'm so glad the cameras aren't on. Like, literally, this was like you in the video and you were like...
Wait, chill. Hold on. Hey, like, can we say something off camera?
Bro's reenacting
off,
it.
Off this?
No, off the grid?
All right, never mind.
If you don't want it on the internet, don't say it.
Okay, I'm not going to say it.
Next. But whisper it to me.
I can't
even.
We'll tell you after.
Can't even understand what this fool's saying. No, chill. Save it for after. All
right, whatever.
It's all right, buddy.
Change the topic, please.
How's your love life, Jacob?
Oh my God, spinning back on me now. It could be good, but I'm choosing to make it difficult.
That's a very mature response. I'm not gonna lie.
That's called self-realization.
That is a very.
Because, okay, I'm going to be honest with myself. Like, it could be super easy. Literally, there's a couple girls that are really good. Like I know them. They're good people. And, like, they would be good. This sounds so fucked up, like, saying it as if, like, they're options. But, like, just to clarify, I'm not even looking to date anyone right now. So, to me, I'm just, like, looking at these girls who are amazing. I'm like, shit, man. Like, I can't get in a relationship with these people. Okay. Like, because, like, I'm just going to break their hearts. I'm not ready for this right now. I don't even want this right now. Like, I can't.
I'm gonna have to spin back on the question. All right, can I talk?
Yeah, go. You already brought it up.
Well, we went to this party like after blank school's homecoming, and this girl told me to come. That's the only reason we showed up. It was so boring. I'm not gonna cap. It was not a good party. The party was so mid. Everybody was quiet. But bro, I got with this girl, and oh my, she's fine.
I know what he's talking
she's
about.
She's a fine girl.
I already knew what he was going to talk about.
Yeah, Parsa, I don't even remember the last time you were talking to a girl.
I do. She sat next to me in class today.
Yeah, I was like, what the
what?
Fuck?
Yeah, her teacher came over to my teacher. Was like, hey, can you like help
never
her?
Mind, never
help
mind.
Teacher
yeah,
size?
Yeah, everybody
Everybody
knows.
Stop this talk. No need to talk
everybody
about it.
Everybody knows.
4 out of 10.
4 out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is like the video I did on my YouTube where I rated my exes. No, you're going to be ex. On my podcast rating.
Oh, she's wait. Not my ex. Yeah, she's my ex-fling.
You only have one ex.
Yeah, but that doesn't even count, bro.
Yeah. Do you count a relationship, Brian, if it lasts...
how 1 week?
Oh, I thought it was 2 weeks.
What about 2 months?
I asked her out a week before... I asked her out on... a week before Gavin's birthday, and she broke up with me on Gavin's birthday.
Oh, yeah. I was there. Yeah. I was literally
no
there.
No shit, you were there.
That's probably why you guys had your deep talk.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's crazy. Bro.
She broke up with me, and she was like, I can't do it. And I'm like, huh? How? It's been a week. She's like, I'm too busy and all that. I'm like... All right, fuck you, I guess.
Bro, I'd rather get that type of breakup than the way I got broken up with. Or the way I broke up with my girl.
Yeah, Landon is one of those people who chooses to make it difficult. Just FYI, he doesn't realize it yet, but he is.
Wait, what?
In relationships, it could be easy, but you choose
to make
it difficult.
Yeah, it could be easy, but I choose to make it difficult. Because if everything's going sound and smooth, what the fuck is the point?
Landon.
FYI, if anybody like wants to get in a relationship with Landon, no, guy, see, this is what you're dealing
with. The worst
with.
Thing is...
Let me tell you, Landon will find any freaking reason to get into an argument.
Well, okay. He'll get into your head about it and gross. Make you actually think you're wrong.
Yeah, bro can manipulate.
Bro's world A-class manipulator. If you know how there's like fucking A1 steak Wagyu restaurants, bro? If you were to come to a restaurant for the best manipulation advice,
it'd be A1 Landon Kai.
Parsa started beating the shit out of me because he couldn't beat me in an argument.
Like, yeah, I got nothing.
That
it's just like that's
I got nothing. But no, like here's the thing. I want a relationship, but like at the same time, like I feel like if everything's going too perfect, I'm gonna overthink and trip. I'm like,
this is
Okay, I want a relationship. I got no license.
I'm mentally fucked up in the head. I don't 17. Know.
This is how I feel about it. I could have a relationship if I wanted to. I know I definitely just don't have the commitment for it right now. And I don't have the commitment to be taking someone on a date every day when my car is literally the only thing I spend money on. Fuck spending money on your flowers. My car deserves flowers, not you. It's that simple,
bro.
Like,
what?
It's not even on a deeper level than that, bro. Like, honestly, bro, my car is my everything right now. And girls have just gone to show me that you can spend $5,000 on them and the next day it's over. You know what I mean?
Actually, Jake, I feel like I'm in the same process of you. Like, I want a relationship, but I'm in the process accepting.
Like, okay, so honestly, on a real note, that was just me kind of kidding around, but like, where I actually stand is like, I could have a relationship, you know, but I realistically wouldn't be able to commit. And not even just that. I have issues I'm trying to, you know, recover from my previous relationship. Yeah. And I also believe that relationships should come to you and those are always going to be the best ones.
Facts.
And the only relationships, the good relationships I've been in, I always let come to me. Like, they came naturally. It wasn't me, like, chasing after something or anything like that. So, I don't know. Like, I'm not really rushing anything, you know. Time will tell type thing for me.
Me, I just got hurt by like the past two girls this year and it's just not been a fun run for me this year. So I've just kind of been like,
well, yeah, me neither.
I just realized
you also have to look at it on like the level of what I was just saying though. Like dead ass, like that should show you something. Like, you know, don't pursue girls unless like it's a natural thing. Like it should always be natural. Don't pursue a relationship unless that relationship is naturally a
fucking relationship. No, I didn't pursue either one. They both pursued me first.
Nah, but you entertained it.
Nah, but fuck a relationship. Okay,
if I have like the
Landon Kai's about to get in an argument.
If they give me like the idea of like wanting a relationship with me and like I find them genuinely attractive.
Landon's a fool for that and he falls for it.
Dude, yeah. All right, I'm toxic, but I have very bad attachment issues.
He does. He literally, he gets mad at girls who don't even date.
Nah, not sure.
What?
I'm literally toss myself out there. If anybody's got attachment issues, it's this guy right here.
Facts.
It's me.
No, the worst. It's the worst. That's not even a bad.
Bad.
No judgmental shit. Just like
that. Yeah, I can admit it. Like it's bad.
I used to be like that, but like I got over it after my first relationship.
But now fuck a relationship. I'm a one and done type of guy now.
What does that even mean? Like, you don't please describe what word one and done means.
Don't
one
even worry about it. I'm a one and done type of guy, bro.
All right. Well, I guess this is a one and done type of podcast because thank you guys so much for watching and listening and tuning in. This has been Jacob, Landon, and Pasta.
And yeah, Pasta.
You know,
Pasta the one and only.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, check make sure to check him out on Insta. Pasta shot that. Make sure to go
check
out.
Got some insane photography
all shit, all his photography, his reels up there, his edits, whatever it might be.
My iPhone 13 hit.
Yup.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to follow us here on Spotify and all the other streaming platforms that you guys listen to us on. And make sure to tune in on the next one.
Let's go. We got a car show to get to.
Peace.